You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Transportation officials are warning Eau Claire County residents of a planned closure on Highway 12 beginning today. The closure along Highway 12 will be in place to the east of the Fall Creek Bridge for construction on a sanitary sewer project in Fall Creek. During construction work, a detour will be posted using County Highway I, County Highway J, and State Street to link Highway 12 around the closure area. The closure is currently scheduled to be in place until October 14th, so residents should plan their routes accordingly. The City of River Falls recently approved the bid-end contract for a massive renovation project at the downtown fire station. The River Falls City Council approved an over $10.5 million contract for BCI Construction to complete the renovation work. Exact plans for the new facility have not yet been finalized, but the contract includes three alternative plans for an additional apparatus bay, a roof replacement, or fitness room. City officials say their goal is to upgrade training facilities and improve firefighter safety with the renovated station. A Waukesha County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to start verifying the citizenship of both already registered voters and new applicants. The court order was issued by Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell on Friday, but does not specify exactly how the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local clerks should go about verifying citizenship for new voters. Judge Maxwell also called for the new process to be substantially completed prior to February's election, but his decision could be appealed and stayed before that. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted next spring. According to a press release, the goal of the program is to support reforestation and conservation efforts with native tree seedlings on both public and private lands across the state. Tree seedlings planted will also go towards Wisconsin's Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. Seedling orders can be placed on the Department of Natural Resources website or by mail. Eau Claire County has officially launched a redesigned website in an effort to make their services more accessible. According to a press release, the new county website offers a mobile-friendly design for residents using their phones, streamlined navigation and better search programs, and improved accessibility so residents with disabilities can access the information they need easily. The website redesign project has been in the works for a year in partnership with a company called Revise, which specializes in improving accessibility for government websites. As Chippewa Valley residents continue to struggle with inadequate access to health care, a new surgery center is nearly set to open in Altoona. Last week, Oakleaf Surgical Hospital officially announced the completion of construction work on its new River Prairie Surgery Center. The organization purchased the space from Purveya Clinics following its closure in 2024 and is now going through the accreditation process. Oakleaf officials say they could begin performing procedures at the new River Prairie Surgery Center as soon as this January. A Rice Lake resident is facing felony charges in relation to allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on three separate high-speed pursuits over the last month. According to Barron County Court documents, 22-year-old Jevin Ricci was charged with three felony counts of attempting to flee or elude an officer last week. He's accused of fleeing from police on his motorcycle on September 7th, 8th, and 27th, reaching speeds as high as 125 miles per hour. Authorities say they terminated all three pursuits for his own safety. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a Wispolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the rate of teacher turnover in the state's public schools is declining, but turnover with school leadership remains high. According to the report, the rate of teacher turnover dropped to about 13% last school year after reaching a record high of 16% in the 2022-2023 school year. The rate of principals leaving their school district increased to about 17% last year, while the rate of superintendents leaving saw a slight increase to about 15%. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new scam targeting SNAP recipients. According to agency officials, the scammers are impersonating the EBT Edge mobile app, which helps residents navigate their SNAP food assistance benefits. The scammers use the fake version of the app to charge their victims $5 every week or $60 for lifetime access. Agency officials are reminding residents that they will never need to pay to use the official EBT Edge app to track their SNAP benefits. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of five series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some actual fall weather. A lot of sunshine for today, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, it'll be chilly, might even call it cold, with clear skies, a low of 33, with some widespread frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 63. It's 41 degrees at our studios.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.